The trial in Wenatchee begins again today in Judge Bridges' courtroom as the Democrats begin their defense. Or I shouldn't say their defense. Well, I guess defense, because the Republicans are the plaintiffs. And their side of the story in the attempt to convince Judge Bridges this election should not be overturned. There are two really prominent blogs out there and bloggers who are covering this case from their respective sides. On the right, Stephen Sharkansky, Sam Politics. On the left, David Goldstein with horsesass.org. And he joins us now. David, thank you for being with us. David? I pressed the button. Nothing happened, Kelly. David, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. All right. I was afraid I pushed the wrong button. Today, the Democrats begin what I call their defense, given that the Republicans are the plaintiff, in attempting to show that this election should not be overturned. Did the Republicans do anything last week of substance that would in any way make a case that this election in any way should be looked at overturned?
Personally, I don't think so. I think the big news came on the opening day when they made their charges of, quote, sinister fraud and ballot box stuffing, and then they failed to present any evidence to prove that the rest of the week. So what we're left with is pretty much the exact same thing we've had for weeks, mostly the felon vote and some other illegal votes. And whether or how we'll determine who they voted for.
Now you're suggesting they didn't prove fraud in the sense that there was an organized conspiracy to stuff ballots, or that there were instructions handed down, or that people actually did stuff ballots. So all we're really left is the issue of illegal votes, how to count them, and if they're sufficient there to overturn the election.
Right, and people should understand that the vast majority of the illegal votes we're talking about are not related to election official error at all. The felon votes did not occur because election officials didn't do their job. They occurred because our procedures were insufficient to prevent them. So there's no error or misconduct on the part of election officials that even led to the clearly fraudulent votes.
Now, I understand the Democrats are going to call Dean Logan today, Director of Elections at King County. Do you have any idea why they're calling him back? Is this to suggest that these problems happen in every election, that they're not that extraordinary? Any idea why he's back on the stand, why he's on the stand at all?
I don't have any specific information, but I do find it telling that we spent months hearing from Republicans about what a terrible job Dean Logan did, and then they didn't bother to call him to the stand. And yet it's the Democrats who are the ones who feel comfortable putting Dean Logan up there to testify. So I think, to me, that's a testament to how strongly they feel that King County actually ran relatively a clean and fair election.
I think that's a fair assessment, given that he'll be subject to cross-examination by
right.
the Republican attorneys. And what he says, these questions will be raised, but the fact they're willing to put him up on the stand after hearing from Nicole Way and several other subordinates, The Democrats apparently feel confident enough that they will present a case that what happened in King County is not all that unusual and in no way could affect the balance of the election.
I think it goes even further than that. Last week on John's show with Stefan, both John and Stefan made it clear that they seem to think the political trial or the PR trial was more important than the legal one. We all agreed that there were two trials going on, the one in court and the one in public opinion. In the court of public opinion. And clearly, the Democrats are winning the one in court. And since November, the Republicans have done a great job in the court of public opinion. I think in this second week of the trial, the Democrats pretty much already know they've won in court, and they're focusing more on the court of public opinion. I don't know whether they'll do as good a job in that as the Republicans have. But I think it's telling as to their confidence in terms of the one that the judge will be deciding.
Right. Well, I think the question, a fair question to raise at this point is, if the Republicans have won the battle of PR so far, and the polls would tend to show that, what impact losing the legal trial will have on the political trial, if you will? That is, if the judge finds there's no reason for a new election, does that mean the Republicans will then have lost both? Are they taking a chance on losing both?
They take a chance of losing both. There was a point, and again, I think we need to separate what's good for the Republicans and what's good for Dino Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Dino Rossi, there was a point in December, near the end of December, where he could have conceded and come out a martyr in most people's eyes. and people would have respected him for conceding at that point. Instead, they went on with this, and I think the risk for Rossi is not so much that they lost or that they'll lose this trial. It's that they lost so blatantly that all of the allegations that were levied and leveled, and remember, at the start, we were talking about military ballots.
Right.
That was not a part of this case. We were talking about enhanced and duplicated ballots. That was not a part of this case. And then we get to the opening statement, and it's sinister fraud. It's ballot box stuffing, and there's no evidence of that. They didn't bother to even try to present direct evidence of either of those charges. So for Dino Rossi, I think this presents more of a problem than the Republican Party as a whole, who has now really enjoyed slinging mud at the Democrats for months. I'm beginning to think that the real target of this is not Christine Gregoire, but Ron Sims, and their focus is more on the King County executive election this November than on anything else.
What I would say, knowing Dino Rossi very well, I would say that had he not been convinced there was substance in this case, he would not have gone ahead with it, because he would not have, A, wanted to waste the court's time, and B, looked at the implications of what this meant for his political future. So there had to be a point at some time, assuming you're correct on everything else, there had to be a point at some time that he believed there was a substantive case here worthy of pursuing.
Well, I think that they all genuinely believed very early on that if they looked hard enough and dug deep enough, they would find something. Because I believe that there's this sense of suspicion on the part of Republicans that all us Democrats are corrupt, that we're crooks, and if we had a chance to steal an election, we would. I mean, I take a little offense at that, but I think that a lot of them really believed if they looked, they'd find it. And they didn't find it. And there was a point about 6 weeks into this, after they were doing all their digging, and they couldn't find that smoking gun, that perhaps they might have wanted to reconsider whether they were going to continue with this case, especially after there were some rulings from the judge that were very detrimental in terms of what they would have to prove.
He set a high standard, and I think a high standard should be set
right.
In a case like this.
And with Dino, perhaps he was misled. Perhaps the lawyers, perhaps the party officials told him, yes, there really is a case when there wasn't. Or perhaps it's somewhat like our good friend Stefan, who has posted his prediction yesterday that Rossi would win. Now, Stefan's a smart guy, so he's either deluding himself or he's spinning this in some way. Because I've been out there for weeks now saying that Rossi would lose. We'll see which one of us is right, but I'm much more confident that I'm going to come out looking smart than he will on this. So maybe Stefan really believes that Rossi is going to win, and maybe Rossi really believes that he's going to win. And, I don't know.
Time will tell. We should know by Friday afternoon.
It could just be wishful thinking and nothing more than that.
That's right. Well, Stefan, we've got to run.
I'm not Stefan.
I'm sorry. No, you're David. I'm sorry. We were talking about Stefan. I apologize, David.
Oh, man, I've thrown some insults in my day, but never one like that.
Sorry. I apologize profusely. We've got to run, but we will have a chance to chat, I'm sure, before the end of the week. By the way, one last question. WashingtonDefense.org, is that your site?
No, it isn't.
Okay. All right. But it comes from the Northwest Progressive Institute.
Right.
That's
Andrew Villeneuve.
Got it. Okay, I just wanted to, see, because it came out this weekend, I first saw it, and I wanted to see who we need to get in touch with to get him on the air. All right, listen, when this election's over, though, we'll have you on the air as well.
Okay, I'll get you the information to get in touch with Andrew.
Thank you, I appreciate it, because we will.
Okay.
David, thank you so much. That's David Goldstein of HorsesOutside.org. That's not Stefan, that's David.